Friday, July 12, 2019. 8 to 8:45 a.m. Devotions, Tradewinds D. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m. Pre-registration packet pickup, Islander Registration Desk. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m. Registration, $30. Final opportunity to register, Islander Registration Desk. General Session, 9 a.m. Call to Order and Invocation. 9:05 a.m. Bringing the Synergy of the Blindness Movement into Concentrated Programs, Blindness Initiatives at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. Anil Lewis, Executive Director for Blindness Initiatives, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. 9:25 a.m. Education, Research, and Raising Expectations, Exploring Spatial Abilities and Training Blind Engineers. Natalie Shaheen, Project Director, Spatial Ability and Blind Engineering Research, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Wade Goodridge, Associate Professor of Engineering Education, Utah State University, Logan, Utah. 9:45 a.m. Exploring the Layers, a Blind Researcher, Mom, and Federationist Enhancing the Understanding of Disability. Angela Frederick, Ph.D., Assistant Professor of Sociology, Department of Sociology and Anthropology, the University of Texas at El Paso, El Paso, Texas. Friday, July 12, continued. 10:05 a.m. Cambiando Vidas en la Frontera de Texas. Norma Crosby, President, National Federation of the Blind of Texas. National Federation of the Blind Board Member, Alvin, Texas. Daniel Martinez, Board Member, First Vice President, National Federation of the Blind of Texas, Brownsville, Texas. Raul Gallegos, Bilingual Access Technology Trainer, Vice President, National Federation of the Blind Houston Chapter, Houston, Texas. Hilda Hernandez, Legal and Healthcare Interpreter, Secretary, National Federation of the Blind Rio Grande Valley Chapter, Brownsville, Texas. 10:30 a.m. Led by the Blind, Bringing Authenticity to Services for the Blind and Making Them Relevant to the Lives We Want to Live. Brian Bashan, CEO, San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, San Francisco, California. 10:45 a.m. Perspectives on Raising the Bar in the Blindness Field. Why a New Accreditation System? Emily Coleman, President, Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, Austin, Texas. 11:05 a.m. We Know Who We Are and We Will Never Go Back, Establishing the Standard for Consumer-Driven Professional Development. Edward Bell, Secretary/Treasurer, National Blindness Professional Certification Board, Ruston, Louisiana. 11:25 a.m. Questions. 12 p.m. Adjourn. Friday, July 12 continued. Noon to 1:45 p.m. Raffles and Drawings, Tradewinds E. Noon to 1:45 p.m. Amateur Radio Division Business Meeting, Coral C. David Chen, NC6D, President. 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Muslim Friday Prayer Services, Shellseekers B. 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Committee on Autonomous Vehicles and Innovations in Transportation, Coral A. This committee collects information about trends in transportation and emerging models of transportation that might not exist today and which may present opportunities for the blind to move around independently, ensuring the NFB plays a prominent role in the future of transportation. Sachin Dev Pavitran, Chair. General Session, 2 p.m., Call to Order. 2:05 p.m., the 12th Annual Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards, James Gashel, Chair, Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award Committee, Secretary, National Federation of the Blind, Honolulu, Hawaii. 2:35 p.m., Electronic Braille Reimagined, The Revolution of the Canute 360. Ed Rogers, Founder and Managing Director, Bristol Braille Technology, Bristol, United Kingdom. 2:50 p.m., The Next Generation of Innovations in Access Technology for the Blind, Customer-Driven Progress at Humanware. Bruce Miles, President, Humanware, Drummondville, Quebec, Canada. Friday, July 12 continued. 3:05 p.m. The Driverless Revolution, Setting a New Standard for Transportation and Technology, Kyle Vogt, President and Chief Technology Officer, Cruise Automation, San Francisco, California. 3:20 p.m. Autonomous Vehicles, Establishing Strong Policy for America's Transportation Future, David Schweidert, Interim President and CEO, Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, Washington, D.C. 3:35 p.m. Blindness Across Borders, Perspectives on Independence and Emerging Issues of Common Interest to the Blind Around the World. Martine Abel Williamson, QSM, Treasurer and Lead of Access to the Environment and Transport Work Group, World Blind Union, Auckland, New Zealand. 3:50 p.m. Not Without Question, The Difference of the Federation Philosophy in Our Lives. Jean Brown, Blind Parent, Wife, Federationist, and Author, Indianapolis, Indiana. 4:10 p.m. Competing on Terms of Equality and Blending In, Government Service with Federation Style. Kristen Cox, Executive Director, Utah Governor's Office of Management and Budget, Sandy, Utah. 4:30 p.m., Reports and Resolutions. 5 p.m., Adjourn. Friday, July 12, continued. 7 p.m., Banquet. South Pacific Ballroom. Invocation, Master of Ceremonies, Pam Allen. Introductions and Presentations, Banquet Address, Mark Riccobono. Scholarship Awards.